This is so cool.
So this is Taco Tuesday girl.
Hey, I know her.
Yeah.
This is not boring. I agree with that.
My
long form unedited conversation. I love it.
Welcome back to Insanely Chill, everyone. Thanks for joining us. As always, make sure to follow the socials. But the clips have been murdering.
We're doing pretty well.
You're doing well
on
the clips.
But we're doing pretty well.
You're killing it.
Well, it's we got a good team behind us.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
Great clips. Yeah. And James, too.
James, yeah. Yeah.
So, Insanely Chill Pod.
Insanely Chill Pod.
TikTok, Instagram, everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also, 4 weeks left before my race, which means we have four weeks. Look at this little spider. Right here.
On the desk.
A little fucker.
Cody's not scared.
I mean, look at, how could I be scared of that?
I know, but you don't like spiders. Kill it.
No, I'm not going to kill it.
Okay, remove it.
Here.
Boink. It hit Zach.
Where'd he go? Oh, I see it is struggling.
I kind of wish I didn't do that.
That's on you.
Ask him a few questions.
Sorry.
So 4 weeks left to raise another $19,000 for After School All-Stars, which
Let's
I know
go.
We can do. It's a wonderful charity. So if you want to do that, go to my Cody Trains channel. Just search Cody Trains on YouTube and go to any of the videos, click them, and then you'll see the charity widget and you can donate there. So thank you so much. If you do that, I appreciate it. And let's get into today's episode. The first thing, there it is. Yeah.
Scary.
Yeah,
yeah,
here.
Yeah.
We got.
Oh, God.
Oh, we got, what, 33.
33.
Holy shit. So we have 16,500 bucks left to raise with 30 days left.
Wow. Wait,
29
is that,
days until my fucking race. That's crazy.
What that is?
Yeah. Why?
Like, that's not until we leave. That's till the actual race, 29 days.
Yeah. 29
that's
days.
That's insane.
Race, I know.
Wow.
How does that make you feel inside?
Nervous?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely nervous.
That's Are you in good insane. Enough shape that you could do it right now if you had to?
Yeah, I think
I think you could.
But like, I don't know, it's a certain sort of fear where I know it's going to hurt more than anything I've ever done, I think. Like a marathon is one thing because when you train, usually you end up running 20 miles. So 26 isn't that much more than 20, like the pain threshold. You're not hitting, you know, you're not like going to like the depths that you've never even traversed before, you know? Whereas with this, it's like you don't even get close to doing the full race. So I don't even know what the types of exhaustion I'm going to feel or the types of problems I'm going to run into. Because there's everything. It's like diet, stomach. Like that's the biggest thing that I hear from people is like, they're like, oh, I fucked up my nutrition and I felt like I was going to vomit for 7 hours. And I'm like, I don't even know what that would feel like. How do you like motivate yourself to continue going when you feel like you're going to throw up for 7 hours? So that's, I'm kind of scared of that, of these like sort of problems that I've never faced before.
We hear a lot about Cody's mentality going into this, but I feel like we're not talking enough about Kelsey.
That doesn't sound understandable, really. I'm just kind of along for the ride.
You're going with him.
I am excited for Cody. And I don't know. I don't really... I know that he's going to do it and that he's going to do great at it, just like everything else he does. So I'm not like too worried about him, but I'm excited to see how well you do.
Are you going to stand like at each leg? Or are you going to see him swim and then see him ride and then see
I'm
him?
I'm going to try. I mean, I'm going to be like alone in Australia, like trying to figure out.
No, you'll be with Fitz.
That's true. I'll be with Fitz, so it should be fine. But I'm still like, I don't know.
Do you know Fitz?
No, but she's super excited to be with
Fitz. I am super excited
to be with Fitz, just to clear the air on that.
Hold on,
one.
You said you don't know Fitz?
No.
Fitzing some of my nuts in your mouth?
There we go.
I had to. I'm
actually
sorry.
I saw that one coming. I stayed out of that one.
That was, damn.
Poor Ryan.
No, she's a real person.
She is real.
I'm gonna get comments it was, on that one.
It was so funny. I went for a run with Casey Neistat in New York, and he's done 4 Ironmans. So I'm asking him for advice, and we're talking about it, and then he was like, what did he say? He was so funny. He was like, training for an Ironman is the most self-indulgent thing you can possibly do. And I was like, that's so true. He's like, you hear all these guys talk about like the sacrifices in their life and all this stuff. And it's like, it's because it's like, there's just, there's purposely sacrificing a lot of stuff in like a selfish way. Mm-hmm. For what reason? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just thought it was a kind of a funny perspective. I was like, that is kind of true. It's like a lot of dudes that just like have enough money to like train all day. And then they're like, oh, I had to sacrifice everything for this. So that's why whenever I read, like yesterday I was vlogging and I was like I was for Cody Trains and I was like, ah, I got to go out for 3 hours today on a Thursday. And then I'm riding my bike and I'm like, wait, I'm pretty lucky that I can just do this.
All of absolutely. Us slaving away at the office while you're doing yeah.
Seriously. Oh, he wouldn't be able to do any of it without any of you, so.
And you.
And me.
Yeah.
Who sat on the couch for the majority of the day yesterday. I just want to be clear about that. But yes, that's very true.
Well, basically, I say that to say thank you for appeasing me during this.
Aww.
And we're only 29 days away from it being over.
I know.
Until he finds the next thing that he's obsessed
no,
with.
No, yeah. DJing.
No, I have to run it. I have to do an ultra.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Because that's part of the thing is that if we raise $50,000, then I have to run a 50-mile ultra.
Yeah.
But that's not as intense as training.
Where is that going to be? You don't know yet?
Yeah, I don't know. Not sure.
Go back to Australia.
No.
Do it again.
Why not?
It's just like you couldn't have chosen like a further place for us to go.
It's true.
Babe, isn't this the time to go
I
far?
Totally agree. That's why I don't want to complain about it. Okay, I had one little slip up just now. I totally agree. I know we're doing the right thing at the right time. I'm just saying it's far.
Imagine how hard it is. It's going to be to go to Australia when we have kids.
Yeah, I know. Mm. I totally get it.
But like, let's just not do it again is what you're saying. Like,
yeah.
Let's do
I'm just saying.
Okay, fine. The next one will be in Japan.
I mean, I want to go to Japan.
I know.
Yeah, we have to bring Fitz so I could learn to get around.
And by the way, Australia is the best.
Sorry. I don't have a problem with Australia. I'm excited to go. Like I'm feeling excited, obviously. Yeah. It's just far. We have we're going to a lot of different places this year that are like kind of like non-negotiables, mm-hmm. like weddings.
Yeah, right.
And like we had our wedding and our honeymoon, and now it's just like, let's go to Australia, which is exciting.
No, this is a non-negotiable. You know what I've sacrificed for this?
I just feel like there's more of these other places that are closer. That's all. And I love Australia, and I can't wait to go.
That's a good point.
The shit I've done for myself and this race, which is for me and me only.
I'm excited. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Is there like one thing you're like super, either of you are super looking forward to outside of the race, but like, I don't know, a meal or like something you've had?
A meal? Is going to be there?
He could probably just do an Ironman without any training.
Yeah. True.
I don't, I'm going to say no, he can't. I'm going to say no, he can't because you've been training so hard for this and that's not fair to you.
Oh, wow.
I think he would say he can't.
He could do a climbing.
But like someone would take it seriously. So I'm putting the hammer down and sticking up for my husband.
Thanks, babe.
You're welcome. Yeah. Are you going to go on runs after the Ironman?
A few days after, yeah. I don't know.
Good
maybe
for you.
If I feel good enough.
No, that's amazing. I thought about getting back into running this morning.
Did you?
Yes, I did. I saw a video of a girl running and I was like, that used to be me doing the couch to 5K. And I kind of got a little nostalgic for it for a second.
Did you?
Yeah.
So
yeah. But
because
then,
you loved it so much when you were doing
it. So yeah, no. And then I was like, you hated that and you were bad at it. So I just kind of put it to rest pretty quickly. But
there
I thought about it.
There was a couple enjoyable runs that we went on, wasn't there?
Yeah. I get just really frustrated because you're like really like, it's really easy. And I'm like the whole time. And I want to do better for you. No, I do. I would go on a run with you again, though, is what I want to say.
So let's do the Bondi to Coogee one.
Okay.
Wow.
And maybe you'll be going slower because you're just on the Ironman. So like, I'll be like, come on, Cody.
I'll be like limping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You're pushing your wheelchair.
Yeah, deal. I'm down.
Okay. Great.
It's settled.
Damn it.
Kelsey, okay, here. What is your preferred like workout? Do you like biking? Do you like Pilates? Work it like lifting?
I like Pilates.
Okay.
A lot. Yeah. So that's what I'm doing after this. Why I made everybody move the podcast up an hour so I could go to Pilates. Because it's my time.
It's a sacred time. We don't
want to
cut into that.
You know what you sacrifice for that Pilates class? Everything.
It's my special time.
Yeah.
I had
yeah.
to do it.
It's understandable.
Are you going?
No, I'm going to on Zoom.
Oh, okay.
Do you do a reformer
like in when I go to the actual studio, but here I just do like a mat class.
Okay, can I tell you this story?
Totally.
So yesterday I'm on Twitter and I see this tweet. I'm scrolling, you know, and I see this tweet. It says mobile games company Scopely to be acquired by Saudi backed Savvy Games Group for $4.9 billion.
Woo.
$4.9 billion. I'm like, damn, that's a lot for a games company. And then I'm like, wait, I recognize that name. And I search my email for Scopely.
Oh no.
And I pull up this email from 2012.
Oh no.
11 years ago.
No.
Okay. 11 years ago. There's this guy, one of the lead guys at Scopely back then, had sent me an email that said, "Cody, great chatting with you. Really impressed by the app you've built, and I know you have a bright future ahead. Would love to explore the possibility of you working with us as a lead game designer / head of our product team."
Wow.
That's a great offer. Why didn't you do that?
Okay. So I'm reading this because I don't remember what happened. So I'm reading this email chain and like he flew me to LA because I think at this point I had just graduated college and I was trying to figure out what I was going to do. But this is when I'd cap that was like popping off.
Okay.
So the company I ended up working for flew me to SF. And then I think from there, this guy flew me to LA and I met with him and we talked.
Do you remember the meeting?
Yeah. Do you remember it?
I don't remember the meeting.
That's insane of you to not remember the meeting.
I vaguely remember it.
Okay.
And then I send this email and I'm like, I wonder what happened next. I click another thread and this me. Now, don't make fun of me for this.
I'm going to find it real hard not to.
Is this
such a safe space, Cody. No one will make fun of you.
Not a safe space. This is a safe space. YouTube is not a safe space.
No.
Oh, yeah. No. God, no. But we'll be so sweet and supportive.
Well, this
maybe.
Is 11 years ago. You're how old?
21.
Okay.
Aw.
We don't know how to write emails at 21.
I didn't know shit at 21.
No, I couldn't. I didn't know anything about, like, and also keep in mind, this is from, I'm like coming from Canada. I don't know. The only thing I know about companies in Silicon Valley is what I've seen like on TV or with like watching Steve Jobs keynotes. That's it.
What did you say?
Hi, names. Lunch today was awesome and I was very keen on coming to visit LA tonight to spend some time with the team. Oh, okay. So I had lunch with him in SF and then he was going to fly me down, I think. But after a long talk with my parents.
Oh, no.
I think I realized that the Bay Area is the right place for me at this point in my life.
That's really sweet.
To be frank, I think I have a substantial amount of learning to do before I would be considered valuable at a company like yours.
Oh,
fucking idiot. I have a great opportunity here that will provide me with experiences and knowledge that I will carry with me throughout the rest of my career. Again, thank you so much for taking the time to sit down with me today. I hope that we can keep in contact and that I can touch base when I eventually visit LA. Good luck with Scopely. I'm sure with an amazing team like yours that you will see many good things in the future.
Yeah. 4.
Give my best
billion
regards.
Good
what?
4.9 billion good things.
Yes,
in
seriously.
Wow.
Could have been a pretty great future for me too.
Wow.
So that's the thing is I would like, you know, I don't think I was actually even remotely qualified. That's what I remember. But they offered you the job.
You could have burned the boats. This is what Matt Higgins talks about in his book, Cody.
No, I know. I know.
Wait, what?
Feeling
what
like an imposter.
I'm
right?
reading a book right now, and I talk about it to Cody every day because I'm trying to get him to read it.
Wait, can we talk about this in a second? Because we should get into that.
No, but this is exactly what he's saying. Anyway, sorry, I don't mean to Matt Higgins all over your podcast, but actually.
There's Higgins all over the desk.
Took a big old Higgins.
Is that a verb? Is that a verb now?
Yeah. Stop, spiders,
I'm turning like the same color as my sweatshirt. Okay. Keep going. That's crazy.
So that's the story. I could have been the lead product guy,
which eventually would have.
Which eventually I would have made a billion fucking dollars.
Yeah, you
probably
would have been chief product officer.
I would be a billionaire right now.
100%.
Yeah, but you know what?
Fuck.
You would have like
Cripe.
Yeah.
But I picture you at 21 walking into the boardroom like, all right, guys, I showed the pitch to my parents. They're really liking what we're doing.
It's pretty crazy that you said that.
I ran this game by my parents. They love it.
Let's get the beta rolling.
Yeah.
What games does Scopely make that
They made... Yeah, pull it up.
Valuation.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I think.
Are they like Candy Crush?
Ever heard of Words with Friends? No, I'm kidding. Yeah. I'm kidding.
Stumble
Guys. Yeah, Stumble Guys.
Whoa, they're behind Stumble Guys?
Yahtzee with Buddies.
So it's not Words with Friends, but it is Yahtzee.
It's Yahtzee with Buds.
That's a big IP, Star Trek.
Yeah. Dude, Fleet Command.
Marvel Strike Force.
Whoa.
No idea what that is, but.
Scrabble Go.
That's okay. Pretty much Words with Friends.
Yep.
Bingo Bash.
Oh, Bingo Bash.
Bingo Bash sounds fun.
Classic.
Tiki Solitaire.
GSN.
I wonder what the average age of the demographic that plays Bingo Bash is.
Like my grandma would have played that for sure.
These are the games we see on TikTok when people are talking and they split the screen in 50-50 and you see those like these are those
God.
Games.
Yeah, someone's going crazy at Bingo Bash.
Into those.
Stumble Guys.
Those get me every time.
Yeah. It's insane how much money like in-app purchases games make. I used to do advertising in Clash of Clans. I heard through the grapevine makes like $1 million a day.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Which is mind-boggling.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
Yeah.
And you got a bunch of IP, you've got a bunch of games going, they're probably just making hand-over-fist money in-app purchases.
It's crazy.
Yeah, bummer. Bummer.
But not you.
Not me.
Not you, unfortunately.
You could potentially have done your Iron Man in Saudi Arabia. Like, there's so many other possibilities here.
It's so true.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you know.
That's okay, 2020. You know?
It's kind of funny that I was like, SF is the right place for me, and now I'm in LA.
Yeah. Like, and one time home, I said, like, should we move to San Francisco? And he was like, absolutely not. No, I never want to go back there. And I was like, okay, cool. Just wanted to make sure.
Damn it.
Well,
you should just respond to that email, that same thread, and just be like, yo.
Yo, congrats. is this role still open?
Yeah. Super keen on it.
Just talk to my parents. They said I should email you
super
again.
Super keen on it, yeah. Yeah, what did you say? Talk to my parents?
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, that's so crazy that you said that. I cannot imagine you being like, I just conferred with my parents now.
Okay, so like,
good.
Again, I sent that to my friends too, and they were roasting me on that. And I was like, but I had no other... So, like, support system. I know network.
Sure. I guess it just, like, now I feel like you wouldn't even mention who you talked to about the situation.
Yeah, it would just be like,
you
would
just give an answer. Yeah.
Giving it a serious think.
Yeah.
I would say. You know?
I've talked it over with my fraternity bros.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, I brought this up a chapter and. Okay, so we have a new obsession in the household, and that's...
Okay, it's not an obsession.
Matt Higgins.
It's a movement.
It's a
Matt Higgins
life.
Is he a guest judge on Shark Tank?
Yeah.
He's an investor.
Oh, that guy.
Entrepreneur.
Yeah, he rules, and he came
and
on
he
Circle
came on
Time.
Kelsey's podcast.
Mm-hmm.
No way.
And Kelsey,
I did see a clip of that. Mm-hmm. Doesn't he own a sports team in New York?
Yeah, he does something with the Jets, I believe.
Okay. Sorry, I can't read that from here, so you're going to have to tell me.
Well, he has a very.
You want me to read his Wikipedia?
Yeah, would you start from the top, please?
He owns the Miami Dolphins. That's what it is.
No, he was a co-owner. I don't know that he does still do that.
Okay, high-level executive with the Jets, owner of the Dolphins.
So he
Maybe he does. Who the hell knows what that guy is up to these days? He's literally the best.
It's all I hear about.
He is the best. He came on my podcast and he was so inspirational and so nice and easy to talk to. And I'm reading his book because that's what he was talking about on the podcast. And so I really wanted to like actually read the whole thing. And it's been amazing. And now him and I are friends. And he sent Cody and I banana pudding.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was really good.
Yeah, Cody ate the whole, both tubs.
Both tubs. Tubs.
Tubs?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It wasn't a container, it was a tub.
Oh, two tubs.
Two
Cody
tubs.
Ate the two tubs. Wow. And I'm like his biggest fan himself. Now.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, dude, that's going to make you feel like you're going to throw up for 7 hours.
That's true. That's yeah. probably
so,
not
okay,
the Iron
Nick's
Man.
The banana pudding yeah. on the Iron Man day. Then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe just one tub. I don't know.
Cruising on the bike like fucking.
You throw it over your shoulder.
A tub, yeah.
Wait, so what's the new book?
The name of the book is Burn the Boats, and I highly recommend it to everyone.
I think it's all about feeling like an imposter and how that's a good thing.
It's all about how you shouldn't have a plan B. Like if you have a plan B, then you're always going to like result to that and just like tossing that aside and like really going for exactly what you want.
I disagree with that, I think. But I think
you should read the book before you disagree with that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, true. But I'm saying, like, at a high level, I think that doesn't really ever... I'm usually the opposite. It's like,
we should get Matt Higgins on this podcast. Should we call him?
Great.
I want you
great.
To talk to him.
I would love to. But I think one of the things that I like that you brought up about his book is that the imposter syndrome thing, or maybe it was a clip on your podcast.
Yeah.
He's like, I think people talk about imposter syndrome like it's a bad thing. But it's a really good thing. That just means you're in a position where you're challenging yourself. You should always be scared.
Yeah. I felt that every day since working with you.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I feel right now talking in this chair.
Why?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. I always just feel like when you hired me, I was like, oh, fuck. Well, now Cody's going to find out I'm a fraud. I don't know. There's always
I totally,
that
that's totally
good. I felt
it.
Like that.
Yeah. I totally get that.
Everything yeah. I've ever done, I felt like that.
Zach yeah. and I talk about that all the time.
It doesn't go away.
It doesn't.
No. It
and
shouldn't.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
It shouldn't go away.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not bad to feel confident and feel like you know what the fuck you're doing.
Yeah.
But you should always be biting off a little bit more than you can chew.
Yeah. Yeah.
And in my very first job, first of all, if I had taken that job, I actually would have been nowhere near qualified. Like I didn't know.
Cody.
I had just learned how to code for iPhones. I was 21. Well, like what would I do? I would have crashed and burned leading a team. Sometimes you can bite off way more than you can chew.
Sure.
Yeah.
Or can't, you know, sometimes it's just like not possible. But like in my very first job, I did feel like every day I was showing up and I'm like, I'm a fucking fraud. They're going to realize it any second. And they're going to fire me.
Yeah.
And then when I left the company, this is not me flexing or anything like that, but the CEO, I felt like that until the day I left. And the day I left, the CEO was like, you're one of the best people I've ever hired. And I was like, holy fuck, that's an incredibly nice thing to say.
Because
I just didn't feel like that. Exactly.
Yes.
That's
the issue.
That says more about you than it does about
yeah,
me.
Exactly.
You suck at hiring.
But Matt Higgins in the book yesterday, the part that I was reading, was saying that like sometimes going with the safer, like not just doing what you, not like taking control of your future and doing like you being the person, you being your own trailblazer mm-hmm. and you like taking the safe bet and like working for someone else is actually the less safe thing you could do because you're... future always is in the hands of someone else and not yourself.
Yeah, totally. I agree with that.
So,
but I do think that there's something to be said about taking calculated risks. I think that's really important because I think a lot of people, they're like, they take this message literally and it's like, don't have a plan B,
right.
Go for your dreams no matter what.
Sure.
And they quit their job when they're 21 and they're like, I'm just going to do music and they go broke and everything goes wrong for them. But it's like,
yeah, but.
You can really bust your ass and make sure that you're like making money on the side at the same time.
Yeah, I don't think Matt Higgins is saying to just, he's talks about it in the good way.
Yeah.
You should talk to him. Can we get Matt Higgins on the pod?
Yeah. I'd love that, yeah.
Thanks.
Or any
this is my pod now, and we're getting Matt Higgins
on. No, but he...
I'm going to text you and ask you to text Matt Higgins.
Okay, I will.
Does he have a name for his stands, you know?
Yeah, well, he said since I call the circlers, now he's calling the people who read his books the boat burners. Isn't that sweet?
That's really good.
I know.
So people are DMing him. Like, he was on the podcast, and he was like, if anyone can't afford the book, like, just DM me, and I'll send it to you. And so her fans have been, like, DMing him, and he just sends the book to them for free. Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
King.
What's up, Matt Higgins?
He's the best.
I'd love to get him or just any arsonist. I'd love to take that.
Yeah.
I think that'd be fantastic. That would get clicks.
Oh, that's what this is about.
Yeah.
Literally
yeah.
burning boats.
Yeah. Nautical arson, yeah.
Yeah, nautical arson. Guys, the menace of the pier.
Yeah. Yeah, if there's a menace of the Venice Pier, we'd love to have you on too.
Menace of the Venice Pier.
That sounds scary. I don't want them on.
Oh yeah, there are a lot of menaces at the
Venice
Pier.
Exactly.
Yeah, like an old grizzled sailor on.
It'd be pretty easy to find that.
It's the guy from Jaws.
Yeah, Cody's gonna read it next. You should read it. I have two copies, so you should read it.
Okay. Cool.
If you can't afford it, just
Matt Higgins.
Yeah.
But
I'll DM you and you can sign it and give it to me.
Just read the book, okay?
All right.
Thank you.
I love books like that.
I know, and I know you would like this.
You went to Vegas recently?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we can talk about it.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
It was awesome. It was so fun. Cody crushed it. Yeah. DJ of the year.
Whoa. Of the year?
You're DJ of the year?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently.
You should be.
Thank you guys so much.
What is it? What's the Grammys new artist? Best new artist?
Best new artist. Cody Ko.
Best new DJ is going to be Cody, I have a feeling, this year. So I'm really excited for you.
Thank you.
It was fun. He crushed it. He really did. He did a great job. And it was like just so fun. So, yeah.
I have a question. I want to know. I saw this clip right here, and I love chicken fingers. I'm a chicky fingy guy. How good were those Encore chicken fingers?
They were incredible.
Yeah, were they? I didn't have one of those.
They
you
actually
have a little schmutz
incredible.
On your face.
Dylan asked me like right before I went on, he was like, do you want anything, any food? And I thought he was joking, and I was like, chicken fingers. And he was like, okay. And then literally like 5 minutes later, he approaches me with this thing. And this is like second song in, so like I'm still like shaking, you know, like I haven't gotten my bearings yet. And he like looks at me with chicken fingers, and I'm like, okay, go away, please. I'm like, I need to focus. And then he just stands there with the plate and the thing, and I'm like, oh, okay. And then so I dipped, right? Take a bite.
Yeah.
Got a bunch of ranch on my chin.
You do. You have a lot of schmutz on your face, I said. Yeah.
And then I go in for the double dip because that's what I do.
Yeah.
So people roasting me in the comments for double dipping.
I saw somewhere Dylan
annihilating
post,
me.
Dylan commented, only Cody's allowed to double dip.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah,
is it it's right true.
But someone was like, it's a really dick move because it's like an entire plate left. You had the first one and you double dip in the sauce.
Is that
and now no one's going to want to use that sauce.
Is that a dick move?
Plus, like, you put the half eaten chicken finger back on the plate.
That's so insane of people, though.
It is kind of a dick move. If I saw that, I'd be like, oh.
I'm with Kelsey.
I would probably be like, okay, Cody, this person that everybody here knows just double dipped. Like,
yeah, but
it's
then they're
going to
catch the fever that I have.
That's not funny. That part.
I still have.
He doesn't have a fever.
No, but this
cough.
Is definitely why I'm sick.
Because the chicken finger?
No, because of Las Vegas.
Well, maybe.
Oh,
I was there.
You were there. You're not sick.
It's true.
Yeah.
How long was the set?
45
minutes. It was amazing. It really was.
I could have kept going, though.
Fun.
I was feeling it.
Yeah.
I was having a blast.
Damn.
And like all of our friends were there because everybody was just so excited to see Cody DJ in Vegas. And it was like just the absolute best time.
It was really cool. Like it was kind of like I've been going to Vegas for, you know, I don't know. Like I go with my friends probably once a year. And so this was kind of like it's been a dream. It's just been like a weird pipe dream for like 10 years now. You know, like the very first year we like met up outside of college and came to Vegas and we stood in line to get into this club for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then, you know, fast forward, a few years, some of us have some money. So we like, you know, we all pitch in for a table and pay way too much. And we're like, fuck, but at least we're here. And then I fast forward to now where like I get to actually DJ the party. It's pretty cool.
You look insanely skinny in that photo.
Yeah, you do. Skinny really? Ledge.
Yeah. Like, wow. What the fuck?
And so do I. I'm just kidding.
You both look insanely skinny.
That was a little bit of a joke there. But no, Cody, you do look really like, yeah. You look like you've been training for an Ironman.
Yeah. Yeah.
We are getting a lot of comments like, Cody's looking real fine these days. Okay. More than usual.
Thank you.
Yeah. Who the fuck is commenting that?
Thank you. You just spent 20 minutes talking about another man.
Matt Higgins? What the fuck?
He's the best. Oh my God, he gives us banana pudding all the time.
Shut the fuck up. You ate
him.
All the banana pudding.
Yeah, you ate it all.
Cody, I didn't even get a bite of the banana.
I have two copies of his book. I love it so much.
You can have one. Read it.
You know what?
Bring him on.
Whatever. Sorry, he's great. But the people are right. Cover your mouth.
Sterilize that mic.
People can say I've been looking good.
But you do look good. People should say that you look good.
Yeah. Hey, did you feel that imposter syndrome thinking back to waiting in line for 2 hours and then being up there handshaking on set?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Because I also don't really deserve to be up there.
Well, not really.
It's like
I see what you mean. But
people bust their ass. Okay. People bust their ass to like make it in music of any sort. Yeah. So like it did feel like a little bit like I skipped a couple steps of being up there. But at the same time, it's like I'm also like, well, I busted my ass for 10 years doing content and making a name for myself. But I've also been making music for a long time too. So I don't feel like a total fraud. I've also been DJing for like, you know, I did DJ in college.
You did. King.
I did feel like a little bit of a fraud, like a little bit of an imposter. And also I'm like, oh, I'm not good enough. But it was really fun. And it's like it's not like easy, right? But you have a huge leg up because music is so awesome. Like someone put in hours and hours and hours and hours of work on this thing that you're just playing out for people to hear. So you have that advantage. Oh, yeah. Like there's a part in Shane Gillis's like special where he's like, there's some music playing in the background. He's like, man, that crushes what I do. He's like, I want to be over there right now. And it's just funny because you have such a leg up, you know? So it's not as hard because you're just playing something that's already good.
Yeah.
People vibe with it though. And is it going to become like a thing, do you think? You're going to be doing these sets in Vegas.
I mean, I don't know how much I can say, but
so yes. Okay.
Yeah.
We need to know on our end for scheduling purposes.
Yep.
We're just kind of getting a feel for that right now.
Okay, yeah,
great. Live on air scheduling if we can.
Should we pull up the calendar and really get into it?
Yeah. That's a good June dates.
Yeah. So that's the story.
It was great.
It was a lot of fun. And we were just there. We flew in because we went to Bruce Springsteen in New York. Mm-hmm. On Saturday night, and then Sunday morning, our flight was at like 7 a.m. from New York to Vegas, flew in, and then went basically straight to the hotel and DJed. But the Bruce Springsteen concert was the best show I've ever seen. It was incredible. You guys ever seen him?
No, but Neil talks nonstop about how it's the best.
I saw him there.
You did? You saw him?
So weird.
You did like cross paths or what?
Yeah, like we were literally sitting like five rows from each other.
Oh, that's crazy. Wow.
Yeah, it was really weird. And Phil too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
Philip McCrevis.
Ooh.
Okay. Anyway.
Do you want me to look him up? Or?
I've seen Bruce Springsteen like six. This was my sixth time, really? I believe. Yeah. So it was like, I already knew it was going to be the best show ever because it really is. Like, he is amazing. He's an amazing performer. He is the best. It's the best. It's such a crazy experience. And I talk about it a lot. And so Cody got me and my whole family tickets for my birthday because I've been going with my family like for so many times, and so it's like special for all of us. And so he took us all, which was sweet, and it was so good.
Yeah, it was really good,
wasn't it?
People talk about like, oh, he's a legend. Like, how is he so in shape? How can he do it? But I was like floored. 73 years old, and 3 hours straight.
3 hours.
No breaks.
That's yeah.
No breaks.
No breaks.
He's on stage the entire time.
No stopping to talk. Nothing.
He
it's one song into the
it.
Next, into the next, into the next, into the next. And every, he's singing full blast.
Yeah, and everyone, like.
Everyone, and everyone else in the band, too.
Yeah, everyone else in the band is. It's just, it's an amazing experience. It really is. Even if you don't know, like, any of his songs or anything, like, it is amazing. And everyone in the crowd is, like, so stoked to be there, and like everyone in the crowd loves every single song so much and yeah. just wants to like dance and scream and sing, and it is like, it's just the best. Yeah.
And Stevie Van Zandt,
mm-hmm.
which is fucking cool to see him in person rocking out after we like recently, not recently, but finished The Sopranos mm-hmm. like last year. Mm. You know, he's like one of the main guys in The Sopranos. Like, how sick is that?
That's crazy.
He's like one of the best characters on Sopranos, the entire series. And he's also the lead guitarist for Bruce.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what?
For the E Street Band. Yeah.
I had no idea.
Sill.
Sill.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
That's insane. Like, so he.
It's so great.
Yeah, was he like touring while he was shooting that show?
Yeah, he started in the E Street Band, I'm sure, before The Sopranos. Yeah. And so, yeah, he was like filming and touring and stuff, so Bruce would always like introduce him as like the Sopranos guy.
Wow.
Like, it was like a joke on stage. Yeah.
Well, that's crazy.
That's a wild career to have.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's cool.
It's obviously like a little bit of luck, but like how do you, that's crazy.
That's insane.
It's also it's crazy awesome. To think that like the height of Bruce fandom, I feel like, was early 2000s, late 90s ish, maybe. And like when I was a kid, I remember hearing a lot more about Bruce then. But this, like, the Sopranos were around the same time, so he's peaking with both these things.
Yeah,
like that's just a crazy career to have all at once.
I remember like going to the show when I was younger, and my parents were watching The Sopranos, and they would be like, "He's on The Sopranos. He's on the show we watch." Like, and I was like, I don't really like get it how cool it was yeah. then, but it's awesome.
Because he's like also a fan favorite on the show. He's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, the show is incredible. And 2 hours in, they all the bandmates like walk to the front of the stage as if they're going to like take a bow. And the lights in MSG go on. So it's so bright, you can see everyone. And they're like, "Thank you, New York." And then they go back to their instruments and just start playing again for another hour.
It's awesome.
And the lights go on and we look over and fucking Paul McCartney is standing right there. Adam Scott, Ben Stiller. I saw Keegan-Michael Key.
Holy shit.
It was crazy.
Wow. People know what's good and it's Bruce.
Paul McCartney was rocking out.
Mm-hmm.
It was cool.
Yeah.
But most of the time he was kind of just standing there and then I would look over and he'd be like.
I saw him go like.
Yeah.
Like twice. But other than that, he was kind
Ben
of
Stiller was
there.
Grooving.
Yeah. Adam Scott. He didn't look too soaked.
Yeah.
But maybe he internalizes it. I was like screaming, so maybe we're just different in that sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, people were going hard.
Yeah. It's like, it really is like a religious experience. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It really is.
I totally so get great. It now. I understand the hype.
We're going to go again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In December. Well, he's coming to LA.
So when I got tickets, he hadn't announced any West Coast dates yet.
Right.
And so I was like, ah, fuck.
Gotta buy.
But also New York would be the best place to see him.
It's
probably
like the coolest place to see him, yeah. for sure.
Yeah.
Plus when we go, we like visit with her family. And so that was like it was a great day, honestly.
It was like the concert, best day ever.
Like, I did the run with Casey and then we went for a brunch with her side of the family who in New York who are awesome.
Yeah.
And
we don't get to see that much, obviously, because they're in New York. So.
Yeah. And they're so fun. And we just drank and ate, and then we went to a piano bar and did the same thing, and then we went straight from there to the show.
Yeah.
It was a great day.
It was. And then we hopped on the plane and saw all of our best friends in Vegas, and Cody DJ'd.
What yeah. a weekend.
Yeah. It was the best weekend.
Yeah.
It was a really good weekend, but I have been so exhausted this entire week. I haven't gotten a single thing done. I've just been like a zombie of myself.
Yeah.
When's the Eras tour?
That's in August.
August.
Yeah. August 5th.
Yep.
Mark it on the cow.
I'm really excited.
You pumped for that?
Yes, but you have to like...
Sometimes I'm not like, you know, the brightest light in the room.
Mm-hmm. Right. So it's, and so we were on our way to see Gracie Abrams at the Fonda, and I was very excited. Very excited. I'm a big Gracie Abrams fan. And like,
it was cool.
It was really cool for me.
I know. I feel bad about it.
And we're sitting in the car, and he's like, the whole time. But and then I was quiet. And then I said, I don't know if I want you to come to Taylor Swift with me. Because if you're going to be acting, if this is what it's going to be like, I'm not going to have fun. And I just don't really want to risk that. So maybe you should think about that.
Wait, wait. But then we went to... okay, so then my friend... Okay, so this is the same week, right?
Like this
Gracie
is the
Abrams
same
was Wednesday. Bruce was Saturday.
I won
this. And
then
my friend played... Yeah. We were in New York on Friday. Mm-hmm. And my friend is flying into town. He's a house DJ.
Oh, God.
His name's Nitty. He's like a very well-known producer and DJ. Mm-hmm. And I was texting him and he's like, oh, I'm going to New York right now to do a show tonight. And I was like, dude, I'm there. And he was like, come to the show. And so...
Their DJ name is...
Sidepiece.
Sidepiece. Yeah. Which I actually knew when I didn't know the name Nitty, but I did know Sidepiece.
Okay, and so we pull up to this rave in Brooklyn, like next to like nothing. It's like in a warehouse sort of like venue. And she was like, I can't believe I'm here.
Maybe for a second I was like, this is not what I want to do. But then I instantly had fun.
Yeah. It was a good time.
It was a good time.
But it was like, I haven't been to something like that since.
It was intense.
Like to go to like a real rave like that.
I've never done something like that in my life. I was wearing a denim maxi skirt. I could not have been more out of place. I had like two ribbons in my hair and I was like doing a lot of that.
And she was pissed. And we walk into the green room and I'm like, oh, what's up?
No, this
and
then, was bad.
Hold on. And then yeah. And then like one of the security guys is like, oh, are you guys here for the meet and greet? And Kelsey was like, he just asked me if I'm here for the meet and greet.
He's like, hey, what's up? Blah, blah, blah. Like this, like he literally was like, hey, what's up? I'm blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, hi. And he's like, wait, you guys aren't here for the meet and greet? And we were like, no. He just like walked away. And then he looked at Cody. He's like, I know you're not here for the meet and greet. And I was like, I'm his fucking wife. You think me.
I'm not a fan. I don't even want to fucking be here.
In my long sleeve shirt and denim maxi skirt are here for the fucking meet and greet.
I am like, here against my will.
I was like, no, that's not us. Sorry. Me and my poor cousins who I dragged here are not part of the meet and greet. But then we all had so much fun. And
yeah,
I said to Cody, I said, you were right. This was really fun. I did.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And I said that to you about Gracie.
Yeah, just now in the podcast, you can say that. That's true.
She is very talented.
I know. She's
you know,
amazing.
J.J. Abrams' daughter.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But she is so incredibly talented.
Yeah.
So talented.
Her set was
well, amazing. Geniuses breed geniuses.
I guess that's true, yeah.
Izzy
has
a genius.
Funny story about Gracie Abrams. I don't think she'd mind me telling it. She used to work for a record label, and she told the head of the label, like, hey, you should check out this girl, Gracie Abrams. She's really, really good. And he was like, no. And he like pushed her aside. And
wait, then, Gracie said that?
No. Izzy said this.
Oh, okay.
To the head of the label. And then like a year later, the head of the label signs Gracie Abrams.
Really? Oh my God, that would piss me off.
She's so mad. She like harbors resentment against
Yeah,
her.
I would too. Like, yeah. That's crazy. No, but Gracie Abrams really like phenomenal, phenomenal show.
Yeah.
Honestly, so much talent.
Yeah. Same with Sidepiece.
They were good. It's true.
They were good. They play a great set. And honestly, I play some of their music when I DJ. So like
it was,
they're my favorite tech house band.
It was really, really fun. Like I was pleasantly surprised when I was.
Yeah, they have some great songs.
I can't believe the week you guys had.
It was.
I know. It was. That's why I'm sick.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It was a big week. Truly.
Yeah.
And this week has been pretty like mellow.
Mm-hmm.
Which has been nice.
But you do need to like. I think relax your body a little.
Yeah, I know. I was going to swim today, but I'm not going to, because, yeah. But anyways, congrats on hitting 1 million subs, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, congratulations, Kelsey.
Thanks.
That's fucking
wow.
sick.
Wow, thanks, guys. Really appreciate that.
So cool.
Thank you.
How's it
Very
feel?
Excited. It feels great. I never thought that I would hit 1 million subscribers. So a long time ago, someone asked me what my, like, how many subscribers I would just love to hit one day. Like, what's your dream number? And I said 500,000 because I really thought that that was the highest I would ever go.
Nice.
So I'm happy to hit 1 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Thanks.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Where are you going to put the plaque?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you get the thing.
I know. I'm excited. I don't know. I don't know where the... Where
should we make a plaque wall?
That would be so embarrassing, Cody.
That would not be sick.
Oh, no? That, is that not cool? Okay.
That would be...
Okay, never mind, never mind.
The most embarrassing thing we could do.
Yeah. I always think it's funny when you go over to a YouTuber's house and it's the only thing they have on their walls.
Yeah.
Is like four plaques and you're like, this... Maybe some art or something.
Yeah, I don't
something
think
else? It, I don't mind it, but something else.
These
know?
Are
I don't think
Hall
we're gonna
plaques.
Hang the plaques. I think we'll probably like maybe like put them somewhere.
Well, I have mine in the bathroom.
Yeah, there's one in the bathroom here.
That's beautiful.
Which is kind of nice.
Yeah.
Because it's amongst a wall of all like other shit that I just like had lying around.
Okay.
Like a bunch of art that I've gotten from people and stuff. And then the Cody Trains one is sitting right there.
Yeah. Tiny Meat Gang ones on the set. You're just going to be on your Circle Time set.
I think mine is, well, my 100K one is, I think, in, it's like amongst like the books and stuff in my office. So I'll probably just put the 1 million one next to it and call it a day.
Yeah. Damn, we're plaqued up.
Plaqued
Seriously,
up.
Seriously, call the dentist.
Gotta hit the dentist.
Oh.
She got you.
Oh.
Kelsey got
it. Whoa, that was crazy.
Kelsey got that one.
The slow-mo replay.
That
will show
was
Kelsey
crazy.
That.
Yeah.
Cody
yeah.
and I have Kelsey been.
Had that for sure. Yeah.
We've been doing that a lot lately, though.
Yeah.
Like someone...
will. Oh, my God.
Do that. You know that gets me every time. Do not do that. That makes me laugh too much every time.
So funny.
Okay, I'm done.
No, but we go to like restaurants and stuff, and the waiter will be like, "Do you guys want anything else?" And we at the same time both go, "No, we're good, thanks." like literally,
like
this
verbatim,
same...
we say the same shit.
Or like, think that's enough? Actually, thank you. Like the same. Like every single thing we do is the exact same, and it's so embarrassing.
One more tub of bread pudding, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's your favorite entrepreneur? Matt Higgins.
It's true, though. He is.
Yeah. It is kind of crazy how many things we say the same thing.
I know. It's embarrassing.
That's really endearing. That's sweet. Is that something that's kind of developed as you've your relationship has grown?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
And it used to be something that we would like, we do it and then we kind of like look at each other and laugh. And now Cody like won't look at me after it happens.
Yes, I will.
No, like I'll be like, we'll be like, we're good, thanks. And then I'll be like, and you're like.
Seriously, Kelsey, grow up.
Every time.
It does happen like pretty much every time. I think that's it, thanks. Like a lot of those.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's okay.
Yeah.
I think it's sweet.
It is cute. It is. We've been married for two months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So who knows?
It's the cat's birthday.
Oh, yeah. It's our cat's birthdays today.
Oh, three, two?
They're
two?
One.
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 Yeah. We think today is
we
their
think
birthday.
Today is
we
their
just
birthday.
We just kind of made it their birthday.
Because we started fostering them in May, end of May, and they were like 7 weeks. So we just went back in the calendar and decided it was today.
But she just guessed 7 weeks.
Yeah, but
what else are
yeah.
You
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
So today, we've chosen. They're a year old, 1 year with ham and brisket.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, no, not actually, I guess.
Not actually what?
Like, we haven't had them for a year, right. But they've been alive.
They've been alive for a year.
And they were found in like a bush outside of a house, and their mom walked up to like the back door of the bush and brought all the cats to like the back door of the house to try to get like the people to see them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that's how they were found. And then they were rescued. I know.
Where are their siblings?
They're in other houses. Huh. Their mom's name is Raven, and someone just adopted her not that long ago. She's black cat. I know. I wonder what their dad looks like.
Probably gray or something.
Maybe.
Because they're kind of a mix of those two.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh, those kids keep us young.
They do.
They're sweet. They're actually insane.
I love them.
Are they still scratching at your door early in the morning? And
they've gotten a little bit better.
Yeah.
They've definitely gotten better.
Yeah.
And calmer with food and stuff too, which has been nice. But
you don't have to like spray them off the counter anymore?
Not really.
Use the water anymore.
Yeah, okay. Apparently it doesn't work.
Really?
It works, like it's very effective right away, but okay. It doesn't do anything for like long-term behavioral changes.
Mm-hmm. And apparently
like, all it does is it kind of damages your relationship with them because then they just see you as something scary.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to
say.
But and it encourages them to just do it when you're not around.
Yeah.
So it's not like they're learning, oh, the counter's a bad place. It's more like, okay, when he doesn't have the spray bottle, I can go up.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So doesn't really do anything.
We changed their like feeding schedule and stuff, so they've gotten better. They're not as bad.
Yeah. So. And we have them on like automatic feeders now and stuff like that. So like we're not the ones feeding them, so they're not like associating us with food either.
Yeah, it was getting pretty violent there in the kitchen. Like every time we would like
take out a utensil, like and
they'd be like
clang it on the counter.
Yeah. Like, it was pretty like I watched one of them like my friend was like sitting on the couch eating a bagel and Brisket just jumped up and grabbed the bagel out of her hands and like ran away with it. And she was like horrified. Yeah,
they're like scavengers.
Did you tell that story about your housekeeper, how she had the tuna sandwich and y'all were like...
We were like chasing Brisket around the house trying to get AD's sandwich back.
Oh, yeah.
It was so... I felt so bad. Like she was like, he has my sandwich. Like we were like running. He like had
an entire sandwich,
a whole foil wrapped sandwich, and he's like, you know, he gets.
And when he has something in his mouth, he's like,
he literally, like pets
get like satanic when like there's when dogs are eating, right? Yeah. They go into some other mode where it's like if you try to fuck with them, it's like they're not. They don't love you at that moment.
Yeah.
You're nothing to them. You're something that's getting in the way. That's it. Cats, same thing.
Well, he just like makes this noise and it's just. And so like AD and I are like running around the house, like trying to trap him and like grab the sandwich. And we finally got it, but it wasn't pretty.
Yeah.
It's scary.
Yeah.
She got a new sandwich, right?
Yeah, well...
No, she just was hungry that day.
She took one for the team. Yeah.
There was like...
Sorry.
There was one time where I... Like, Chili... We have like paper towels on his food. Because it like... There's a lot of like moisture as like wet food. And so I was like feeding Chili and Brisket went up and there was a paper towel and I grabbed it. And he like ripped a good chunk of paper towel off. And it was gone. He had swallowed it within like... maybe 2 seconds. Like I went to get it out of his mouth and like the chunk of paper towel was already just swallowed whole.
He just threw up a fucking full hair elastic.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He's kind of wild and out most of the time. We got to keep an eye on him. But he has this, him and Chili shared a stick of butter one time.
We turn around. Like, they're both like, we're like, what the fuck are they? They never like. What are they doing? Are they like? They never like chill like that. You know,
just hanging out.
They're like laying butter next to each other, and the stick of butter was like literally had like teeth marks in it. Like it was kind of hilarious because it was so absurd. And then they were both, Chili threw up once, and I think
Chili,
Brisket had, like,
no,
diarrhea.
Chili was, like, very affected by it. He's like, you can tell it's fucking him up.
Yeah, but after.
He never really throws up, and he was throwing up. His poops were, like, pretty soft.
Oh.
And Brisket was, nope, like, nothing. He's like, I could eat another one.
I think he had diarrhea.
What?
I think he had diarrhea. Yeah,
I like to think he didn't.
We like knew Chili was gonna throw up.
Yeah.
We like Chili knew
such a little petite, like so little.
We were like,
oh.
We were trying to get ahead of it, and so I was like, "Will you bring like the paper towels and like the spray up to the room so that when he throws up, like we don't have to go downstairs?" Chili's like, "Sure." So as we guessed, Chili starts throwing up in the middle of the night, and I like, you know, get up to get him.
Ugh.
Yeah. And so I get up to get him and try to move him off the carpet so he doesn't throw up on the carpet. He throws up on the hardwood floor. And I'm like, okay, at least we have our paper towels. Cody brought two paper towels upstairs. Two.
Cody, you like, cleaned throw up from Chili
like,
before.
He brought
it
the
worked.
Spray
it
bottle.
Worked.
No, I went downstairs and I said, you got two paper towels. And you're like, what? Like, kind of got out of bed. And I was like, Chili threw up. And then I cleaned the whole thing up. And Cody goes, wait, did he throw up? And I was like, yeah.
I was sleeping.
I know. And he can't see anything when he doesn't have his glasses on.
Yeah, I'd be out there trying to, you know.
Totally.
Touching it. Ugh.
Yeah.
Good
but,
excuse.
Yeah. So then I needed to get a full roll. But I thought it was, we tried so hard to get ahead of it. And still.
Meanwhile, Brisket's like chilling.
You guys
lying
got
in the middle of the floor like fucking.
When,
yeah.
When he finished, like when we got it from them, remember he was like laying on the carpet kind of like.
He always does that.
What the fuck did I just do? No. He was thinking about it for a second.
My man is hefty.
Yeah.
He is hefty.
He is.
He does this new thing where he'll just like walk, like as you're walking down the stairs, he'll walk in front of the last one and just lie down. Like right where you'd step. Like right in the middle of his stomach. If you were just like, if he wasn't there and you just kept going in the same path, you would land right in the middle of his stomach.
Yeah.
It's like the most like anti-instinct evolution thing I've ever seen.
He's a little
like his animal's like trying
slow.
To die. What are you doing?
He's a little bit slow.
Have you stepped on him?
Almost. Yep. Many times.
Yeah.
He's easy to step on because he just like cats are different.
Takes
like dogs.
Surface area.
Dogs will like get out of the way, but cats like walk purposefully like into you. So you're just kind of like dodging them all the time. Yeah.
Well, that's it for pet logistics. Hour. Thank you guys so much for joining us for today's episode.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Kelsey, for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Anything else?
I love you.
Love you too. Aww.
And I love all of you as well.
Love
so
you too.
Thanks for being here. Yeah.
And I will go to whatever concert you want to go to.
And
if he doesn't,
I will be fun.
His place.
Thank you,
except
Ryan.
For Taylor Swift
I
twice.
Will be there gladly.
I already knew that. I never asked for it twice.
Thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Click like
bye.
If you like this episode.
Yeah, click like.
On YouTube.
Yes, please.
And if you're on Spotify, leave us a review, please and thank you. Or if you're on Apple Podcasts.
5 stars.
5 stars, please. Yeah, leave a good review.
Yeah.
And that's it. Thanks.
Bye.